Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be reading update number 19. Wow, my microphone actually sounds really loud right now. 19 is titled BSFDMD on vacation at my parents, and there was a confrontation. And once again, to remind everyone, this is written by user SelectGift. Hey folks, sorry for the radio silence. I wrote the previous post on Friday morning and fully intended to continue working immediately after. However, some stuff that we will cover happened, and I decided to wait and have more time and more information to include it in the post. And one thing led to another, and I couldn't sit down to write. Cyber Monday came about, and that's one of the busiest days of the year at my job. I work in e-commerce. Then we had a little goodbye dinner for Dad. So this is the soonest I was able to make an update. The less exciting stuff first. I haven't really shared this yet, but for a while I had this ongoing concern about sharing so much with you all without the consent of my sister. The deeper we got into things, the more it felt like I was betraying whatever level of trust I had been given. After Thursday, it felt like she needed to know about this, so I told her. She wasn't upset. At first, her main concern was that of being identified, but she read every single post and approved of its contents. I obviously focused on privacy. She's not big into Reddit, so she won't be reading the posts as they continue. She said she cringes too much whenever she reads things she has said. We went over a list of things she wanted me not to share. Of course, I'll be sticking to that. We also agreed that if she ever wanted me to delete my posts, I would. I did tell her I'd be doing a goodbye post before that happened. Okay, let me just pause here. I just want to say this has been up for a year, so she's been pretty cool about, about these posts, which is awesome. And if I was the sister, I would probably cringe also. Anyway, I'll keep going. From where I left you on Thursday, I had decided I did not need to get to the bottom of things. And as if life wanted to teach me that letting go, quote unquote, was all I needed to do to get my answers, my sister had just confessed to having been in a, quote, sexual arrangement of sorts with my parents. At this point of the conversation, seeing how upset she was about opening up to me, the main concern was that she was being forced into the situation like this one, or that she was being abused. So after she said this to me, I once again asked if she was involved in this completely on her own will. She said she was. She had started crying in the most reassuring manner possible. I told her I wasn't going to tell anyone or discuss it with my parents or do anything about it. I almost regretted having this conversation at all. I asked her why she was crying, and she told me, quote, because I'm scared that you won't want to have anything to do with me, or that you would be upset and hate me, or that you would hate Mom and Dad. Immediately, I rushed to her and told her that I love her and that I couldn't drop things if I wanted to. Adding, plus, I just had sex with my sister today. Who am I going to rat you out to? She laughed and we both wiped our tears off her face. I did tell her there were a million questions in my head. Before I could ask any of them, she told me that she committed to being 100% honest with me if we dropped the conversation for the night and came back to it the next day or the day after. Quote, it's not the kind of conversation we have to have while being tipsy, end quote. It seemed like a fair request. One way or another, this was a pretty heavy conversation already. We fell asleep on the floor in front of the fire holding each other. In the morning, I woke up with her getting up. She went to the washroom and stayed there for a really long time. I came around once or twice to check up on her. She was taking a bath. I called my parents to check out what time they would be coming home. They said they needed to go back to the office and would be home in the evening. Perfect. We'd have all the time in the world to have a slow, calm conversation. When breakfast was ready, she came out with a duffel bag. Before I could say anything, she said, quote, I promise I will tell you the truth and answer any questions you have. But I need a little bit of space today. The truth is that I didn't plan to have this conversation with you, and I'd like to get my thoughts in order. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But I need some time. I'll go stay with my friend, and I'll promise I'll tell you everything when I come back. I'm sorry. Seeing my sister, almost scared of the prospect of talking to me, is a completely foreign experience to me. I guess I just don't understand what she's afraid of. Whatever it is at this point, I'm really already all in. Just before she headed out, I said, I feel like I need to make this clear. I love you, and whatever it is you tell me, there's no judgment. Please know that the only thing I care about is your well-being. Other than that, whatever's happening, I'm not here to be anyone's moral judge. She didn't come back that day. My parents came home for dinner and asked if I knew where she was. I told them that she was with a friend for the night. Early on Saturday morning, my sister texted me asking me to go for lunch together. She would come home, and from there we'd drive together. So we did. On the drive there, it was obvious things were a bit awkward. I didn't really know how to approach the conversation. She now looked more confident, however, which made me feel unsure on whether I found that comforting or worrying. In the meantime, I was trying to prepare myself for any number of potential conversations, basically telling myself not to react to anything she tells me, regardless of how surprising or shocking that may be. As we seated and ordered drinks, there was this uncertainty of who would speak first. My sister started shaking and asking me if I had talked to my parents about it. I said I hadn't. I asked her if she had talked to them about it, and she indicated that she hadn't either. Are they aware that I know about this? I asked. No, not at all, she said, emphatically. It seemed like she felt we could have the conversation now that we had gotten that out of the way. Someone in my previous post suggested that perhaps I needed to focus on listening this time. Regardless of how long it took her to get things out, that way she would be able to share as much or as little as she wanted. So that was my strategy. Okay, so quick pause here. I wrote the rest of the update about 2 hours ago. I had a long, detailed description of how the conversation with my sister went. Upon taking a break and rereading it, not only have I concluded it was way too long and boring, but also maybe a little too personal to share, so I've compressed the conversation here. She started explaining that she lied to me, then apologized for it. Her main explanation was that she felt like most of it wasn't her secret to share. However, she still lied to me, and for that, she was regretful. It was very heartfelt, and at no point did it feel like she was giving me excuses for what she did. Telling me she's in love with me, she said she would understand if I wanted to end things at this point. She asked, so please do not hold anything against my parents, and then apologized if, quote, she had ruined my relationship with our parents, and that their thing was over, and, if needed, she would move out and cut contact with my family. All for the sake of my relationship with them being able to continue. After I told her I loved her as well, and that I don't want to stop our relationship, or not have my parents in my life, she said the guilt of hiding something this big from me kept building as our relationship grew more and more emotional. At the beginning, I genuinely thought you didn't need to know about it. But as we got closer, I kept catching myself having to lie to you more and more often. I said I did understand how something like this could feel messy and potentially get out of hand. If I was fucking a relative of mine, I wouldn't necessarily tell mom and dad, I said, managing to get a chuckle out of my sister. She said that, if I was okay with it, she wanted to move forward with an honest, clear slate. There were a lot of bells and whistles to this. I'm trying only to give you brass tacks. However, she said she still felt most of the, quote, secret, quote, was not hers to share, so she asked if I was okay with it to not tell me everything, just a general idea of what's happening. She pulled out an envelope and handed it to me. She explained that if I agree to it, she'd like only to tell me part of it, but not all of it. But as a gesture to gain my trust back, she had written everything in a letter to me to learn if I wanted to, because at this point, I deserved however much honesty I wanted. LOL. A bit dramatic. But that's us Spanish people for you. I gave her the letter back and told her I would be okay with her sharing however much she wants. And as long as she is safe, I could even move on, not knowing anything. That's the thing that meant the most to me, was her honesty. After, we moved on to a game of 1,000 questions, where she would share some information and I would ask more and more specifics until she would tell me, "That is in the letter if you'd like to know." I'll tell you what I learned over dinner. For about 1.5 years, my sister has been watching my parents have sex. It started in quarantine 2020. They all started drinking quite a bit after being cooped up at home. My parents get all horny when they get drunk. So little by little, they started having sex around the house at night. More and more often, my sister started catching them, and shortly after, she started masturbating, watching them, without them knowing or listening, in another room. Quote, "One thing led to another, and I ended up on the chair in their room quietly watching them, and things evolved from there," was her explanation, pretty much verbatim. I asked for way more specifics, but, quote, "That is in the letter," end quote. They don't have sex, but she participates and interacts in certain ways. Which ways? That's in the letter. We were able to discuss her rules, which for me was a massive fucking achievement. They all came up with them as a way to make sure things of theirs didn't get messy. There weren't many. Number one, not telling anyone ever about this. Number two, if my sister was to become romantically involved with someone, they would stop. No balancing act. She did not tell them that she was in a romantic relationship because she felt that if she never went out on dates, all of a sudden we were all chummy, they would perhaps figure out we're in the relationship of sorts. Number three, their relationship as parent-daughter would stay somewhat compartmentalized from this arrangement, so they reserved the right to parent her if they saw it fit. Number four, communication was vital. Number five, my sister was not to discuss things with my dad individually. Things were only to be talked about with my mom for her comfort. And number seven, not telling me, not yet at least. That one stung a bit. When I asked why, she said that repeatedly, that it wasn't to exclude me or anything of sort, or because of how I would react. It was mainly one reason. That's also outlined in the letter. However, she added that an additional reason to her was the fact that she never expected, quote, us, quote, to happen. So when things started, she began fearing I would want nothing to do with her, and she was afraid that telling me would drive me away. But stopping things with my parents would draw suspicion about us. So her plan was to fade things out with them. She justified it by saying, quote, "After all, it's not like we're having sex," end quote. But as things are more intense between us, she began to feel like now she wasn't balancing. She was just lying. After much, much more conversation, we left the restaurant in good terms, choosing to continue our relationship and halting whatever they had going on. My sister made that decision on her own, but I can't say I didn't prefer it. I didn't leave knowing tons more than before, but did leave with a much more reassuring feeling of honesty and transparency between us. At the end of the night, she handed the envelope back to me and insisted that I keep it. If at any point you feel that I'm not earning your trust, or even If the curiosity of it all is too much, please read it. All the information is in there. She insisted that from now on we would have no lies, and that she would try to talk with our parents about them coming clean to me, but that she wouldn't tell them that I knew, so our relationship didn't fray in any way. Leaving the restaurant, neither of us felt like heading back home. There was still so much more to talk about. We went out for a little walk and somehow managed to spend the next few hours at a park, on a bench that we didn't talk about the topic at all. At the beginning of the evening, I was fully expecting to be in absolute state of shock, preparing myself for 24 hours for the talk, and expecting the very worst, I think, made the conversation very manageable, particularly because we didn't discuss anything and everything about it. So there was no overload of information. So after dinner, we were actually able to really enjoy each other's company. As the day came to an end, we both realized we couldn't come back home. We needed to be a couple for the night. I decided to splurge on a nice hotel. We texted our parents that we'd stay over at a friend's house. Our hotel was super mood-setting. Our room had a great view. When checking in, we were asked if we were celebrating something, and psychically, we agreed to say yes. We said it was our first year anniversary. When we got to our room, the hotel had complimented us with a bottle of champagne, which we were very grateful for. As we enjoyed the drinks, between kissing and talking, we both faded off to sleep, with our clothes and all, just on top of the bed. About an hour and a half, I woke up. The lights were off, but my sister wasn't in bed with me. She was sitting by the balcony door on the floor, leaning on the wall and looking out. I got up, poured us both another glass of champagne, and sat down with her. We talked until almost dawn. When we were both tired enough, we undressed and went to bed. Around 9, I woke up. She was still sleeping, laying on her belly, with her hands both under her pillow. The two massive window walls in the room made the whole thing way too bright to continue sleeping. I sat up and hung out on my phone for a moment. After a while, a soft, "Good morning, baby," came from her. She would fall back to sleep, on and off, having little conversations with me. I couldn't resist her anymore, and came over to cuddle her, to which she responded by slowly wiggling her butt and making cute noises. Gently, I moved my body on top of her and gave her little kisses. I started with her cheek and then her neck, her shoulders, the top of her back, and moved down her spine, making sure I didn't miss a spot. When I got to her lower back, I went up to her right side and kissed, making my way back in, and then to the other side. Lastly, I made it to her ass. I really took my time kissing it as much as I felt like. She wouldn't wait much longer before raising her ass a bit, exposing her pussy and her asshole. Also, not waiting long, I made my way in, starting with her asshole. I used my tongue, thoroughly made out with it. Her hand surprised me, rubbing her clit. My mouth came down to the bottom of her pussy and stayed there, kissing and gathering as much pussy juices as I could. I love getting messy with it, being very careful to leave her clit last. My tongue went up and down the sides of her labia, back up her asshole, and then over to the bottom of her pussy, over and over again, teasing her clit with my breath, stopping every once in a while over it, just short of licking it. Whenever I came near it, she would perk herself up a little, almost trying to reach out for me to finally lick her. Moans would sound more progressively more awake as I kept teasing her clit. She could only wait for so long. She lifted her body up as if going into doggy position, slamming her pussy against my face, and deciding she had been teased enough. I completely devoured her clit. From enjoying her tight lips, embracing my tongue over her clit, to putting my mouth and sucking while applying pressure, encouraging me with, baby, yes, I love you so much. You're so good to me. She had me as hard as only she is able to. If you keep going, I'm going to come. Please wait until you're inside me, was my cue to stop. I got up my knees behind her, grabbed my rock-hard cock, and rubbed the head of the opening of her pussy. It went from there to her clit, back up, getting it as wet as I could. Once I couldn't wait any longer, I launched myself inside. Both my hands were holding her hips, using all the strength I had to go in to the very end of her insides. At this point, she's being exceedingly loud. It wasn't more than 5 minutes of this, and she came, shivering and shaking like she is now at least a dozen times. Good baby. Such a good big brother, were her final words of approval. We waited a minute or two for her to recover, and she asked me to continue. She told me we were not done until she was dripping with my cum. So, as a good, responsible citizen I am, I continued. She put a pillow under her belly, using it to keep herself propped up, and told me to do whatever I wanted to her. Honestly, I was about 5 pumps from being done, but the invitation was too valuable to spend all my credits at once. I took my dick out, walked around the bed without letting her move, came to her face. My dick went to her mouth. Foolishly, I thought I could hold myself from coming by having her suck on me, but the warmth and wetness of her mouth was just as bad as her pussy. She blew me like her life depended on it, deep-throating me and clearly not being faced by her gag reflex. Drool started coming out from the sides of her mouth. Nothing like a messy blowjob. She took a pause to say, "Man, I love the taste of my pussy on your cock," and went back to it. Going harder than she ever has, she pushed herself against me, making my dick go incredibly down her throat. It felt heavenly. If she had told me that my dick made it past her throat, I would believe her. She held it there for a second. 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Her body started almost convulsing from both not breathing and how far down her throat my dick was. She closed her eyes, clearly concentrating to continue. Finally, I made a call and pulled it out, being absolutely ready to come. With tears coming down her cheeks and a runny nose, she says, "Don't you fucking dare come now. That cum is mine." I went back behind her and fucked her as hard as my body would allow me, coming only seconds after. She rubbed her clit while I came inside her, holding myself in place. I was about to pass out. Carefully, I pulled my dick out and laid next to her. She took the pillow that was under her and turned around to lay on her back next to me. She asked me to look at it. She wanted me to tell her how much cum was out. I looked and told her a good amount. She then asked me, "Would you mind if I kept going?" And I obviously told her I didn't. She rubbed her pussy with my cum until she came again next to me. I held her this whole time and completely fell asleep as soon as she was done. We had decided to stay an additional night. The whole weekend was spent at the pool, the bar, and fucking in the bedroom. There were way too many sexual encounters to describe here in the post. I guess that alone is a surreal reality for me. And Alexander wept, for he had no more words to conquer. LOL. We came back home and spent the day a bit apart from each other, which I'm fine with. I think there was so much romance this weekend that if we were to hang out, it'd be kind of weird not acting romantically. So it was safer to do our own thing. Dad left in a red eye this morning, so last night was all about hanging out with them and saying goodbye. He'll be back before the holidays. I'm not really sure we'll spend the time together here, in terms of how much Mom will be home. We'll see. So, wrapping up things for this post, I know it wasn't really that many revelations in this post, but at least we have a general idea of what's going on. Now that I'm feeling good about where things are, I believe my sister when she tells me that my parents aren't aware that I'm onto them. She says the only reason why she noticed is because I was weird with her during our alone time. I seemed perfectly normal around the group. Apologies if I stayed too vague describing what was discussed with my sister. Perhaps more clear about what I know and do not. Here's a list of things my sister didn't tell me. What exactly do they do? What does participating, quote unquote, mean? How did my parents end up being okay with something like this happening? Where did it come from and why couldn't they tell me? At this point, going with the flow has been much easier than 3 months ago, but this is really stretching my skill. My life has turned upside down. I guess it's like capitalism. The more you think about it, the less it makes sense. I kid politically conservative Reddit, but I mean, all right, goodbye, take care, get out of here. Oh, wow, that was kind of a heavy post. 26 minutes. I just want to say I'm glad she came clean, and I mean, we kind of knew what was going on, or like suspected. And I found it interesting that the rules were made by all three of them, parents and child, the sister. So I thought that was interesting. We have a year of posts, so I'm sure it's going to get pretty crazy. All right, on to the next post. Okay, update number 20. On vacation at my parents', and my mom caught us with our pants down. This one might be funny. Okay, here we go. Hope you're doing well. I wanted to pop in and give you a quick general rundown of things, but as I started writing, I remembered it's impossible to do short posts for me. LOL, so here we go. Tuesday was the day my dad left. Mom worked from home most of the day. Through the afternoon, my sister and I kept finding ourselves unable to avoid kissing and being affectionate. It felt very dangerous, but we couldn't help it. Obviously, we would do it away from Mom, but just the idea that we were potentially going to be heard or caught was nerve-wracking enough. Dinner happened as usual. We actually had a great time, going through about 3 bottles of wine. Around 11, we all agreed to get to bed. My sister and I did our underwear nighttime routine that we used to do so much. It's not that we haven't gotten ready for bed naked in a while. It's just that it stopped feeling special with all the other shit going on. But I guess with Mom being home, it felt a little risque once again. Sorry guys, I turned on the heater. It's kind of cold. When we finished, my sister came over to kiss me. We made out for a minute and then asked me to wait in her room. She wanted to go talk to Mom quickly, and she could be back to hang out a little bit before bed. I sat on her bed for about 20 or 30 minutes until she came back. I just wanted to talk to Mom about taking a break from our arrangement. I'm going to stop it permanently, but for now, I told her it was temporary to, quote, have some space to deal with myself, end quote. That way, they won't suspect that you know or anything like that. I asked her a few questions about it, but nothing too relevant. She said Mom was pretty dismissive about it and understood. She probably had a lot going on with school and training. This, my sister didn't expect, so it was a nice surprise. I guess it makes sense that Mom wouldn't want her to feel pressured into doing anything. We cuddled and talked for a while, just in our underwear, risky enough. But after some time, just having our bodies touching each other, just feeling her skin on mine. It almost felt impossible to not want to touch her. I started rubbing my hands on her back, her ass, her legs, her breasts, and finally made a way to her pussy. Sadly, I'm not going to get into too much detail here. We got lots of other shit to cover, LOL. Bottom line, we ended up fucking. Pretty normal sex, if siblings fucking is normal. I guess. Having sex with Mom in the house felt pretty wrong. Not as in, ooh, it's wrong that makes it sexy, but as in, this is wrong and it's kind of irresponsible to do it. While I understand that my parents may be involved in quasi-incest, them finding us fucking is something I don't really want to even consider as a potential reality. I don't know if you guys remember the title, but it's like foreshadowing. The fact that we were a little drunk, particularly mom, gave us some confidence that she would be asleep quick. But confidence is food of the wise man and liquor of the fool. So not necessarily a good criterion. At the end of the night, I went back to my room. Better to be safe than sorry. Well, good thing I did, because around 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday, I felt my sister come and lay next to me, cuddling me. With my eyes closed, I let out a soft good morning, and my mom's voice replied, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up." My eyes made the sound of shattering glass as they popped open, realizing it wasn't my sister. It was not super rare for my mom to do this. She used to do it a lot when we were a lot closer. Obviously, we don't do it as much anymore, as I don't live with her. But since forever, she has come and woken me up by cuddling with me. I was under my blankets. She was not. For her, I was only shirtless. In reality, I was fully naked. Morning wood wasn't a problem, as being startled like that made my dick completely retract into itself. I did my best to act normal. At some point, she threw her leg over the top of me, also something she's done a million times before, so no need for anyone to tell me I'm being seduced, lol. Again, I did my very best to continue acting normal. It wasn't anything more than a quirky episode that both sister and I laughed over. But the moral of the story was that we really need to be careful, just not get too reckless. My mom told me she just woke up feeling very grateful for having me home as long as I've been, and that she very much noticed my efforts to become closer with them, her and dad. She appreciated it. I told her I was very happy to become closer to her. That meant a lot to me to have her in my life, with both of us feeling much, much more comfortable with each other. I hope you just know how much I love you, how much both you and dad mean to me. I keep getting this impression that you think I resent you or hold a grudge against you for things. I don't. At this point, I really only feel gratitude and openness with you, was my very long way of trying to say, we're cool. The conversation went back and forth a bit, and we decided to go out in the afternoon to do something together. We both worked in the morning. When my mom was out, my sister asked me if I was going to tell my mom or ask her anything. I told her I wouldn't, but the fact that she doesn't want to tell me all of it doesn't mean I can't try to make mom or dad comfortable enough to tell me. And, like I've said a million times, the worst case scenario here is that we'd all just bond. In the afternoon, mom and I went out for food. It was nice and a little intimate lunch. We talked a lot. I shared several more intimate things she didn't know about me. Throughout the conversation, she would take these long pauses and just look at me. Whenever I asked her what she was thinking, she would smile and say, "Oh, nothing. It was a good afternoon." We got home and mom decided to go to bed fairly early, around 10-ish. My sister and I hung out for a while and decided to go to the hot tub. Nothing super crazy, but we would look around every once in a while to make out. After an hour or so, we went inside and took a shower together. My sister kept saying she felt so nervous doing it. For once, I was the one playing it cool. We went to bed individually, but after about 40 minutes, my sister came into my room telling me she was way too horny. We fucked once more. This time, however, we just fell asleep in my room. She had locked her bedroom door from the outside and locked my door as she came in, so either way, my mom wouldn't have been able to walk in. But it still would have been pretty weird. We actually woke up by a knock at my door and my mom calling out my name and saying breakfast was ready. We then heard her knocking on my sister's door and saying the same. Of course, we almost shat ourselves. We waited to hear her walk down the hallway and rattle stuff around in the kitchen. We came out quickly and had breakfast. Interestingly enough, we both did it in our underwear. It was actually pretty funny to see my sister almost weirded out by the whole thing. Almost as if she wasn't the one disturbing shit 2 months ago. My mom didn't really act like anything was out of order. Pretty normal interactions. Thursday was working day for everyone. Dinner as usual. After dinner, Mom went into her room and we heard her moving around shit and cleaning. My sister and I, in a genuinely innocent way, decided to go to the hot tub. It was a chilly night and it was just like a good opportunity. I'm sitting in the side, looking at my sister on the other, but looking away from the house, so I can't see if my mom is coming. We talked for a bit while I massaged my sister's feet. As she relaxed more and more, she laid back lower and lower, closing her eyes and eventually letting out little moans. I laughed and asked if she was getting turned on. Giggling, she said, "Ha ha, a little, yes. I can't help it. I'm a horny elf." I said, "You know what? Just keep an eye out for mom," and turned on the bubbles on high. Looking at me, not being really sure of what I meant, she said, "Mom is still in her room, I think. I don't see her anywhere." I said, "Good. Play with your pussy for me." A sly smirk crept in as she simply said, "Okay." And she put her hands down inside her bottoms as she played with her clit. I massaged her feet from across the hot tub. The last time we did this, we hadn't even seen each other naked. Pretty surreal in this and how far we'd come. What, a month? Taking turns between looking at me and looking out behind me, she kept telling me how much she wanted to fuck me, how she wanted me to eat her pussy. I was about to burst. A rush of bravery overcame me. I rustled over the water and asked my sister to reach out her hand. She was surprised when I gave her my swimming shorts. I was now naked in the hot tub while mom was home. She actually got a little annoyed at me. "This isn't funny." She said we wouldn't be doing this kind of shit with her being home. I started mocking her voice, saying, "You just gotta go with the flow. Play it by ear. It's like jazz." She smirked, almost as if posing a challenge. "All right, if you want to play like that, cool. Mama didn't raise no bitch." And reached out her hand to me under the water, handing me her bikini bottoms. We giggled and started masturbating together now, still in the same positions we were before, talking dirty to each other and using our feet to reach out to the other's genitals sporadically. We were getting really into it, way into it. After about 15 to 20 minutes, I started feeling like I was ready to come. I told her this and she said, "Oh baby, please save it for me. I want you to come inside me later tonight. I'm very much on edge." But get brought back in by my sister's face changing expressions to one of surprise. Her face went completely white. She looked at me quickly and I immediately knew what was happening. I was about to go to bed, but I figured I would join you guys for a bit before. Came from behind me. I looked around and my mom was standing behind me with a towel in her hand. Before I could say anything other than, "Oh, hi," she jumped in with us. My sister and I are both absolute shock of the situation we had gotten ourselves into. Surprisingly, though, we hadn't handled it quite well. Probably because we were a few drinks into our evening. We put on our best poker faces and had a normal conversation. I sat on my sister's bikini bottoms to make sure they wouldn't float up to my hands. My sister told me she did the same. As weird as being completely naked in the hot tub with my mom was, I forgot I was naked fairly quickly, only to be reminded of it when my mom complained of the bubbles being too much and asked if I could turn it down. I told her I was really enjoying them and my sister backed me up, so we basically outvoted her. The conversation was really great. My mom got out and fetched some drinks on the patio bar fridge and came back. I think that my sister and I had fully relaxed in a few minutes in. Not really sure why, but I was in a very shit-disturbing mood that night. My sister made a comment about it to my mom. "He's been containing destructive impulses all night," she said, with which my mom replied, "The demon that gave him to me as a baby told me he'd eventually start behaving this way." My mom was also pretty tipsy, so we were all in a great mood. At some point of the conversation came to my dating life and if I was seeing any girls back at home. I said I wasn't looking for anything too serious at the time. Mom said, "Good. You got time. Just fuck as much as you want now." My sister and I acted a little shocked, although these kinds of jokes have always happened every once in a while. We joked that about for a moment, and I couldn't help myself. I said, "Well, to be honest, I've been noticing you and Dad have been doing just the same." What I meant really didn't click with my mom. She asked me to explain. "I mean that I may have seen you guys out here once and heard you twice from my room." She let out a really loud laugh and gave my sister a look. "I mean, good for you guys," I said, laughing. Blushing very much, she looked at my sister again and said, "Your sister has also run into us a couple of times. But what can I say? It's my house, and I'm going to do it when I got to do it." My sister jumped in before I could say anything. I didn't tell him to make him feel special. This was my signal not to say she had shared anything before. Being now closer to drunk than not, I asked, "What I saw was pretty vanilla. Do you and Dad ever do anything weird?" My sister gave me a look to tell me I was maybe pushing it a bit hard, but at this point, I didn't think either of my mom nor I cared. Mom looked at my sister with a half-shocked face, as if saying, "Can you believe this guy?" She then, without looking at me, said, "We've tried a thing or two before." My sister reacted with a loud, joyful, "Don't look at me, I'm not participating in this conversation. If you want to tell him something, you tell him. I'm just drunk people watching at this point." I said, "Oh, what's up?" Maybe it's, "Ooh, what's up? When am I being told?" Mom looked at me and said, "Oh, it's just that I've had full conversations about this with your sister. But I guess I can also talk to you about some of it. A while ago, we tried to have an open relationship. LOL, 3 months ago, this would have been a total mindfuck. I wouldn't have believed it. This is completely foreign to any of their personalities. But now, I was almost disappointed I wasn't told something more shocking. Still, it was hard for me not to act surprised and curious with, "What? Really? So you guys have slept with other people? When did that start?" My sister looked at me smirking, almost finding my pretending to be ignorant and amusing. "Well, it didn't really work out. We kind of tried, but the community here is way too small. It felt like if we ever did it, it would be a matter of weeks before everyone knew about it. And in a conservative country like this one, that could really fuck our business over and have bad consequences for your sister. There's a morality clause in her scholarship, and that would almost definitely trigger it," she said, turning her tone to a more serious one. I asked if they had rules or shit like that. Mom explained their original plan was to have her be the one to coordinate everything. My dad didn't feel comfortable being in contact with other women to arrange for sex, and Mom enjoyed the comfort of knowing every aspect of it. I had a few more questions, but nothing too interesting. After that, it's almost like we didn't know how to go back to the normal conversation. She broke in short silence, saying, "Well, I'm sorry you saw us in the middle of it. When we drink, we get a little too loud. I'll make sure we keep it private in the future." I said that Dad would only be back for like a week before I had to go back home, so I'd understand if they needed the house to themselves. "We can go out for a ride for 20 or whatever you need," I said, getting a laugh out of my sister and mom. My mom replied, "20 minutes after him being gone for so long, I'd probably need a full afternoon." My sister immediately reacted, "Okay, you're both cut off for the night. You two need to go to bed." I think she said this, having forgotten I was completely naked, and she was without her bikini bottoms. Thankfully, Mom said she was now ready for bed and left us behind after we'd said we'd hang out for a little longer. My sister and I laughed when she left, mostly at how drunk and belligerent she was. Then, almost as if she had just remembered, she kicked me, saying, "Also, if you want to be bold, that's fine. Don't be a moron, though." I responded, "Scared is what you're feeling. Brave is what I'm being." She giggled and called me an idiot again, mainly because she knows I'm not being brave, just drunk. Sober me would probably disapprove the next morning. We went to bed from there. I think I'm just realizing that with my dad gone, It's a good opportunity to become friendlier with mom and just bridge whatever gap may still exist in our relationship. I think it's obvious that mom feels like there's still a wedge. Honestly, I don't really need mom to tell me anything about her quote-unquote thing. But if she wants to tell me about it in broad strokes at least, that would mean a lot to me. I wouldn't need to have her explain to me the ins and outs. It's been a fun few days. Also, sorry for the clickbaity title. I thought of it last night before going to bed and it felt too good to let go. Behave. So, this episode was cute. I think the open relationship that mom is talking about is with the sister, but you know, maybe that was her way of kind of letting him know, but not letting him know. Anyway, it's very interesting that there's a morality clause in her scholarship. I guess that does make it sticky and why they want to keep it in the family. So that's all I say for now. This is one of the longest audios. Oh my gosh, 46 minutes. I hope you guys enjoy and stay tuned for the next one, probably in a couple days.